This is Andy Shore from Washington, D.C. with the Pulmonary and Critical Care Literature Update. I'd like to point out the TIE COPD study by Zhao and colleagues, which was published in the September 7th issue of the New England Journal of Medicine. The TIE COPD study, or tiotropium in early COPD analysis, was a double-blind randomized controlled trial comparing tiotropium to placebo in patients with very early stage COPD. In this study, it was limited to GOLD stages 1 or 2. The question here was, does early utilization of tiotropium in a population that has very few symptoms and therefore rarely come to medical attention actually preserve lung function and improve FEV1 over time compared to placebo? We know from trials of patients with more advanced COPD that tiotropium has another number of positive benefits. It is a bronchodilator, it prevents COPD exacerbations, it relieves air trapping, it improves quality of life, but in one of the largest trials of tiotropium, the UPLIFT trial, it did not prevent lung function decline relative to placebo. Perhaps that was because the drug was being used too late. That was the specific aim in terms of the analysis for the current TIE COPD study. These investigators conducted this trial in China, randomizing approximately 840 patients over a two-year period to either tiotropium or placebo, and FEV1 served as their primary endpoint. As you would expect, the population was relatively healthy and had few symptoms. The mean FEV1 in terms of the entire population at randomization was approximately 73% predicted, and few patients had symptoms at all. Over the course of 2 years, what these investigators noted was that with the addition of tiotropium, there was a substantial and significant between-group difference in FEV1 at the end of the study, approximately 150 cc's difference between the placebo and the tiotropium group favoring tiotropium. In terms of the rate of decline annually, this was a translation, or this translated into a reduction, an improvement of approximately 22 cc's per year in FEV1 annually in the patients randomized to tiotropium. I think more significantly, even though this was a low prevalence population in terms of symptoms, the addition of tiotropium was associated with fewer exacerbations and also improved quality of life measures. In essence, the study documented and clearly showed that in a population that we may not see as pulmonologists, which is low prevalence symptomatology, or in patients to whom we might say, you know what, the benefits in terms of relieving your symptoms don't outweigh the hassle of taking a medication, that approach was clearly incorrect, and that by adding tiotropium, they were able to improve lung function and improve quality of life. Now, the question remains, is this actually altering the natural history and trajectory of COPD? Or is this actually just frame shifting and delaying what's going to happen inevitably? We don't know. Certainly, the trial's limited in terms of generalizability because the authors report that compliance with the medications within the 90%+ range, and that rarely happens in clinical practice. And so perhaps one of the benefits here accrues because compliance is so high. And secondly, the study was done, as I said, only in China, and so you have to wonder about questions of generalizability. Nonetheless, I think this is an important study for pulmonologists to be aware of because it does indicate that we now have some data that with the use of a molecule that's readily available to us, we can potentially change the rate of lung function decline in our patients with very mild symptoms and early stage COPD. This is Andy Shore from Washington, D.C.